All right, we'll come to order. I'd like to welcome you to the September 9th Tina County Public Planning Commission Public Hearing and Meeting. Scott, would you establish a quorum, please?
Yes, Dave Stewart. Randy Hayes.
Here.
Doug Fabian. Randy Fogle.
Here.
Howard Kitchen. George Kramer.
Was drafted.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
And Devin Hupp.
Here.
You do have a quorum. And you do not have any public hearing tonight, so move right into your minutes.
Has everybody had a chance to look at the minutes?
Yeah.
From August 12th? Anybody have any changes or observations?
The one has got his name misspelled on the board member. Rogette, supposed to be Roger.
Oh. We've got a typo on review and action.
I make a motion to approve the August 12, 2019 minutes with correction.
We have a second.
I'll second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? It passes. We have no public hearings, so concepts, number 1935, Sandra Sisson.
Yes, your applicant, Sandra Sisson, is seeking a Division 3 special use permit for nightly rental use of a three-bedroom home located at 109 Sunrise Cove, Branson. This home is on Lot 7A of the Cove at Cross Creek subdivision. I've got it pulled up on the map. Of course, this is Highway 76. This is the Sunfest and Croft Creek, and it's this home that's highlighted here. So, and I've got it pulled up on pictometry. And I just turn it over to the applicant.
You'd like to come up?
I've never done anything like this, so bear with me.
Just state your name into the microphone and tell us what you want to do.
All right. My name's Sandra Sisson. I live at 109 Sunrise Cove, Cross Creek, Branson, Missouri. I am the owner, resident, and applicant for this permit request. I purchased my home in 2012. At the time, I was given the impression that the area, was developed to allow for nightly rentals. This idea was reinforced by the fact that the house next door was a monthly rental and then another one was a timeshare. In the 8 years that I have lived in this neighborhood, of the four houses, there have been numerous monthly renters. I'm not aware of any problems that arose, and I personally have not had any issue with that. Also in the past year, a condominium has been approved and is under construction directly across the street from my home. The developer, Bill Wright, of the condo project, he told me that he had been approved for nightly rentals, and I had learned that as well. I recently remarried, and my husband and I, we split our time between this house and another few hours away. As such, we decided that we would utilize our time away from Branson as an opportunity to rent out our home to assist with some expenses. Based on my understanding, from when I purchased my home, I mistakenly thought that doing so was a use of right. It was my conversation with the condominium developer, that I became aware that a permit to do nightly rental was required. And this is why I am before you tonight. I have spoken with my neighbors about my desire to do nightly rentals. Their main concern is over the cars parking in the street. As my home will sleep up to 8 people, I am required by county to provide 4 parking spaces. My renters would actually have up to 6 spaces available at my home, including those located in the garage and driveway. It is very likely that there would not be any need for them to park along the public street in front of the house. Please understand that we still live in this home. We keep the yard and the home well maintained, both when we are there and when we are away, employing maintenance and cleaning to on the upkeep. I also have family in town that watch the home when we're away. Once again, rentals in this neighborhood have gone on for quite some time with no detrimental effect, and the new condos across the street have been permitted for nightly rentals. I am here to ask that I may be able to do the same since this precedent has already been set. I understand that there are some requirements for upgrades in my home and buffering in my yard that would need to be done to comply with the approval of a permit, and I am willing to do so. I am happy to answer any of your questions. Thank you.
Does anyone have any questions for the applicant?
She did provide some pictures that are given to you tonight. So.
Just a condo project?
It's a duplex. There's a duplex right here on this lot.
So it's a duplex, not
correct.
A condo.
No, it's a duplex.
That's being built across the street.
The duplex.
My home is a home. No.
Single family.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
But across the street is a duplex home.
That's being built for nightly rentals.
Is it being built now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's come along pretty good. I've got pictures, I think, that you have showing it across the street.
Three of them, Scott?
Yeah, there's three separate lots along here, and I've got three plans for three duplexes for nightly rental on this section here.
Right out the front door.
Have you got any plan or anything as far as what you're proposing to do for your buffer?
Well, someone had told me they thought you only allowed, like, shrubs, trees, and fences. I was hoping, if you can tell, I don't know if you can see it on here, but the homes there, those four homes, there's quite a few big boulders, and I had thought maybe of having a couple of those put in between my house and the neighbors, and then putting, like, bushes, too, along there to go between them to make to where you would obviously know that, oh, well, that's the other person's yard over there. And I don't know if you approve boulders, but I would like to include them anyway. And Matt, who is building right across the street, said that they could move them over there for me and I could purchase some and kind of start with that.
Okay. You might have a plan or something like that to show us when you come back for public hearing?
Yeah, I kind of circled it, I think, on yours where I intended to put them. If you've got those pictures at the side.
I also have them downloaded here if you want to
talk
about them, look at them.
Yeah, the neighbor's on the other side of that rock there. And then there's another picture showing a big boulder. That's the side right there. I would have to put something there. And then there's the big boulder there. And I have them on the other side, too, of my house. But something along in there is what I'm thinking. If that's what you approve or think, if you have other ideas, I'm open to suggestions.
Have you discussed the aspects of what you want to do with your neighbor, the one right next door to you?
Not yet. But George, he's easy to get along with. He didn't care that they were building condos because he has some nightly rentals. And he'll be fine, and I will talk to him. So... and he didn't have a problem with anything. I think they plan to move to Florida in a few years anyway. So.
Sandra, the only thing that you and I haven't connected on is a representative that you'll need to present to them in the public hearing, who you're planning on using as your local representative, somebody within the county or an adjoining county available 24/7.
Oh, that's my son. You mean that looks after it when I'm not there?
Somebody that could be called if
yes,
in case they need
yes,
it.
That's my son. He lives in town, and he has the code and everything, and he checks on it for me. And so what, you need, does he need to come back with me in October, or do I need to just tell you who he is?
They'll just ask you what your plan for a representative
would
be, because that's part of the requirement.
Okay, all right. Well, it's going to be him.
Okay.
Does he have to be here with me when that?
No, he doesn't have to be here.
Okay.
We just need to know who it is going to be.
Oh, okay.
What your
okay.
plan is.
And do I tell you that tonight or?
Well, again, in the public hearing, it'll probably be a bigger crowd.
Okay.
And we'll have,
okay.
you'll have the availability
okay.
to let them know
yeah.
then.
Okay. Yeah.
We'll go into this a little more depth. I'll
okay.
read the opening statement. So.
Okay. All right. I've never done this before, so do I, will I need to do this again at the other one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody
at that time, I'll have some support from my husband. We'll be here.
I just want to make a clarification. You keep mentioning the word condo. These are duplexes that are being...
Right, I call... Yeah, duplexes. I keep calling them
okay.
condos.
There's two differences there.
Yeah, yeah.
So as far as the buffering goes, I don't believe boulders are described in our...
Yeah.
...here
mm-hmm.
for buffering requirements.
Okay.
So it may be best to bring back... details on what you mean by boulder, including
okay.
the size.
Okay, okay.
How many?
Yeah. And they're right across the street where
not
they've
that
dug
that would
them
be
up.
Approved, but
yeah.
at least
yeah.
we have that information.
Okay, okay. And yeah, those all four are single family homes, and the duplexes are going across the street from us. And you see over there on the corner, there's a couple big boulders, and there's one up there by the house. And I just thought, well, boulders on, you know, a couple more big boulders probably wouldn't hurt, along with bushes. We were talking about like crepe myrtles or something, tall, something, you know, because I really didn't want to put a wood fence, and I didn't know if you'd approve an iron fence. So, that's an idea too. So.
Okay, thank you. We'll see
okay.
you at the public hearing. What's the date of the next public hearing, Scott?
I think October 15th.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it'll be on a Tuesday because 14th.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, see you
okay.
on the 15th.
All right, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. Do we have any old business to discuss? Would anyone like to propose any new business for discussion? Hearing none, do I hear a motion to adjourn?
I make a motion to adjourn.
A second.
I have a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting. All in favor? All opposed? Looks like unanimous.